Okay, sat here at Scarborough, it's the same old story, isn't it? Looking at the covers, lost yesterday, looks like we might lose today.
Yeah, I mean, seems to have followed us round all year. It's immensely disappointing. Same story, just a different day, really. With the position of the game as well. I think if we'd have played 4 days, it'd definitely been a result. And I'd like to think we'd have been on the right side of this. And you just keep your fingers crossed that this weather ain't going to cost us promotion. I guess you could say that we're lucky that we're still in a position where we can get promoted going into the last couple of weeks of the season after all the rain we've had. So it's frustrating, but nothing we can do about it.
And looking at this game, looking at that scoreboard, although you lost 2 wickets, you're still in a very good position. And like you say, you know, there's every chance that you could force a win here.
Yeah, I think one partnership, on that score, big partnership from me and Rooty, whether it had been first session yesterday morning or whenever we get back on, you get a partnership of 120, 150 plus and puts you in a commanding position. And, we played good cricket at Scarborough. I would have backed us to do that, particularly with the batting lineup we had. Rafiq, Rashid coming in at like 9, 8 and 9, we bat all the way down really, so yeah, it is disappointing from the position we're in. I'm sure we would have driven the game from here on in.
There's a lot of people will be thinking back to that game at Bristol, chasing down 400, thinking there's a day left in this game. Is there any way that you can actually get something out of this if the Gloucestershire captain agrees?
Well, we'll see how today goes, and if we're washed out today then I'll be having a word and see if we can manipulate something, but I'm not sure if they'd be scared after what happened at Gloucester. They'd probably want to leave us 800. I'm sure they're in a position where they'll want to set games of cricket up, and we don't want to be just plodding along tomorrow. You don't learn anything from that, and fingers crossed we can manipulate something.
Didn't get much chance to touch you down at Cardiff, but that was a fantastic day, wasn't it? The finals day of the T20.
Oh, it was a great experience for the club, for the players, and for all the support and fans that we took down there. It was a fantastic day. It would have been nice to win the final, but I've had a chance to sit back now and reflect on what a successful achievement we've had as a team, really, in a short space of time. Our 2020 cricket over the last few years has been pretty ordinary, to say the least. And to perform like we have done, we lost 2 games in the whole campaign, the first and the last. All the stuff in between was outstanding. I couldn't have asked any more from the lads. We could have batted a bit better on finals day, but I would have taken the final had you put that in front of us at the start of the competition.
You walked off at the end, you looked a bit glum in the press conference and everything after it, but no reason to at all, because the lads, throughout, as you say, throughout the competition, performed outstandingly.
We give it our all, and we played some consistent cricket that in recent times we've seen glimpses of what Yorkshire could do in 2020 cricket, but never backed it up game in, game out. And I think this is the start of something now in one day on 2020 cricket. I think we've probably seen them glimpses in the CB40 stuff, but I think we've still got some development, some work to do on that, but I think we're it's exciting that we're at the start of something in 2020 cricket with Yorkshire.
Does it give you that confidence to kind of prove that Yorkshire as a team can actually get there and actually compete on the day? Because across the semi-finals, Yorkshire were the best team on show.
Yeah, to beat Sussex, you look down their lineup, and over the years, they've been the force really in 2020 cricket. To not only compete with them, but blow them away in the semi-final. I can't remember what the margin was, but 30 odd runs I think it was in the end.
Which is big in 2020, isn't it?
That's massive. That's like winning an innings in a 4-day game in a semi-final. Was massive for us, and the confidence that we get from that, competing with teams like that on a regular basis like we have done throughout the campaign. The way I see it, it's the only start, it's the start of something, and in years to come we'll be the team that's expected to go to finals day and win.
There's 2 inspirational signings, overseas signings. Mitchell Starc took wickets galore through the group stage in the quarter final. David Miller, particularly on finals day, was immense, and I'm sure those 2 guys, you'd like to see them back at the club.
We'd love to have them back, and when you sign your overseas at the start of the season, you want guys who can come in and win your matches and do it when the chips are down, and that's exactly what they've both done. Mitch He's fitted in really, really well in the dressing room. He bowls at 90 plus mile an hour. I guess we were lucky to have him at that period of time. You know, I would imagine now he'll move on and be not only successful for Australia, but you know, really command world cricket. The way I've seen him bowl is as good as I've seen really around. And you know, David Miller, I'll be honest, when we signed him at the start of the campaign, I didn't really know much about him. Played a knock here against us for Durham last year. He got 50 odd not out, I think, and you know, he didn't really set the world alight. He wasn't a player that you looked at and thought, you know, he's someone we really want to grasp. But Dizzy rated him, said he was a good player and a good lad, and you know, fitted in straight away. And people, there was a few question marks around him at the start. I know a few of the press said that the members were questioning the signing, but you know, the way he played throughout the competition, he won games on his own, and that knock in the final, you know, I don't think you'll see a better knock in 2020 cricket.
It was you and me both, because I mean, when I was told to write a press release that we were signing David Miller, I had to research him and work out, you know, who he was and what he did, and I think it's testament to how he played that supporters are now desperate to have him back and, you know, treat him as one of their own.
Yeah, I didn't know much about him at all, but you know, to get picked up at 19, 20, 21 years old in IPL cricket, someone must see something in you. And maybe Durham didn't get the best out of him, and I think we have seen the best of David Miller over the 2020 campaign.
Looking ahead, that final berth means that you're in the Champions League in South Africa in October. Leading your side out in the Champions League must be something you're really looking forward to.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. You know, the lads are already talking about it. You know, to go to South Africa and compete with some of the best teams around the world will be it would be brilliant for us, and it'd be a great learning experience as well for a lot of the young players. And you know, I think we're only two games away of qualification as well from being in the actual competition, and we want to go there and qualify and really you know, put Yorkshire cricket on the map as far as 2020 goes.
And go back to what you were saying about improving in 2020 cricket, it's a chance to actually pick your wits against other kind of style teams, isn't it, and carry on learning.
Yeah, I think if you go to a competition like that, you're only going to learn. You know, you're playing against some of the world's best cricketers, the world's best teams. You know, to compete with some of the IPL teams, you know, we'll pick stuff up on our game from them of how we can improve, and I'm sure we'll come away from that tournament in a better place than when we left.
And hopefully the black clouds won't follow us to South Africa.
Surely if the black clouds follow us to South Africa, the weather gods are against us.